Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our annual Veterans Day concert. This is the formal beginning of our 19th season as your community concert band. And this week, the nation honors the men and women who have served our country in uniform. We often get so wrapped up in time off for a holiday, we lose sight of why it was established in the first place. I hope you will find time to participate in some event to honor our veterans. Locally, we have a ceremony this Tuesday at 11 o'clock in the morning at Cupertino's Veterans Memorial in Memorial Park just behind us at the edge of the parking lot to the Senior Center. There's a full-page announcement in the latest Cupertino Courier. Dedicated last November, this spot is a modest but dignified tribute to our veterans. In the arts, music has become a special form of remembrance, and the Cupertino Symphonic Band is proud to participate again. Now let's welcome our conductor, Mr. Tom Narciso. One of our oldest marching airs, Yankee Doodle, is said to have been sung by the British during the French and Indian War, and later during the Revolutionary War, in derision of the Americans. The Americans liked the tune, and in effect, stole it from the enemy. Like so much folk music, however, the exact origin is obscure. All in all, this is a comic song and a parody. The actor George M. Cohan kept it alive when he wrote, "I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy." John Philip Sousa, known as the March King, wrote a special set of variations of the song, and here is his Fugue on Yankee Doodle. Thank you. The Revolutionary War, also known as the American War of Independence, was the triggering event of our nation's birth. The songs of this period were songs of rebellion, for the American colonists were a rebellious breed. Parodies of famous old English tunes, hymns, and marching songs were sung around the campfires of the Continental Army. William Billings, called the father of New England music, expressed his patriotism with a hymn and marching song, Chester. The band now plays the Chester Overture.
Thank you.
And the elation in welcoming a soldier home has never been more joyously expressed than in the song, "When Johnny Comes Marching Home." Some songbooks credit music and lyrics by Lewis Lambert, which was the pseudonym of Patrick Gilmore, a bandmaster of the Union Army in the Civil War. The Johnny in the title was John O'Rourke, a captain in the Union Army and the beau of Gilmore's sister. Some of his friends said it was an old Irish tune. Gilmore claimed that he heard it sung by a Negro and jotted it down. He later wrote the lyrics to celebrate both the end of the Civil War and the end of slavery. The brilliant American composer and conductor, Morton Gould, arranged the melody as a set of variations with the title "American Salute."
Thank you.
We are pleased to welcome our guest vocal ensemble, the Saratoga State Men's Choir from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Representing several churches in the South Bay Area, this group was organized last spring with the main purpose to provide music for religious conferences. The ranges span from students to retirees. The conductor is one of our clarinet players and a charter member of the band. Please welcome Denise Erskine. After the Civil War, a type of gospel hymnody, associated primarily with singing schools, used shape note notation. The choir's first selection comes from the Olive Leaf, a shape note tune book by William Hauser. The combined group presents Death Shall Not Destroy My Comfort.
Thank you.
That was a special band arrangement by one of our mainstays of our saxophone section, resident composer who transcribed the organ part for band instrumentation. Take a bow, Greg Wong. The tune for Battle Hymn of the Republic dates back to the early 1850s and is credited to a Southern composer, William Steffi. A Southern camp meeting song popular with the South before the Civil War. It was sung by both the North and South, each side using different lyrics to poke fun at the other. Inspired by a visit to a Union Army camp, reformer and author Julia Ward Howe wrote her now immortal words, and it was then adopted as a marching song for the North. Here is the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
I'm going to turn around so you can sing the glory, the last glory, hallelujah. So get ready. Thank you.
take a slight pause in place as the jazz band gets set up, or as they say in the Army, everyone please be at ease. Smoke them if you got them. No, that's it. Ready, Tom? Now, home front support for the armed forces has been a tradition since the Revolution, and music one of the best morale builders. This was especially true during World War II. Daily living was geared to the war effort. Wages and prices were frozen. Meat and gasoline were critical items on the ration list, and ration coupons were more valuable than money. Smokers rolled their own, but rarely quit the habit, since the cancer scare had not been emphasized. Music was provided by the so-called big bands, best known with the name ensemble, but around the world, at a USO center, military base, or school dance, countless bands added their support. The CSB Big Band shows its talent with three selections: Hey Burner by Sammy Nestico, Dreamsville by Henry Mancini, and the Harry James and Duke Ellington favorite, I'm Beginning to See the Light. Here goes the big band sound.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom Brown and Frank Geiger. Are we now calling a second prayer? That was Dave on piano, on piano solo, and saxophone solo session. Okay, those of you who are old enough may remember a show on television from late 1950s and early 1960s called Peter Gunn. Henry Mancini wrote the score to that. You might remember the theme. It's been covered a bunch of times since then. But some of the incidental music to that included this song called Dreamsville. Harry James and Duke Ellington. This is I'm Beginning to See the Light, arranged by Bob Loudon.
Thank you.
take a little break. We'll come back and play some more concert music for you.
A couple of announcements before our intermission. First of all, thank you to Peterson Middle School of Sunnyvale for letting us use their music department for practice, and especially for letting us take the percussion instruments out here for the concert.
Thank you, Peterson.
On behalf of Cupertino Community Services, thank you for your food donation. On behalf of the band, we thank you for your continuing support with your cash donations, which you can deposit in the old tuba by the lobby. We are a nonprofit organization that depends on your support in that fashion. Snack bar will be open during the break in the lobby. Thank you to the family members who are helping out. We'll now take a 14-minute intermission.
David Levine, and he came up to me and he said, come in the kitchen a second. And so I went back there and he had two of his friends there. He said, I want you to hear this. So I said, okay. And they sang this really cool seafaring song. The lyrics are apropos to this veterans concert. It only takes a second. They sounded great.
Pressure's on.
I want everybody to hear it. I'll let David introduce the song and his friends, David Levine.
Thanks. So in one of my other lives, I work on an 18th century replica square rig sailing vessel and do maritime music. And two of my favorite shipmates, Captain Tony Latimer and First Mate Pat Thompson of the schooner Forbes and Cameron. They just came down from Canada and are headed to Australia, so they just happened to be here for this concert, and I asked Tom if we could sing. So Tony, introduce the song.
This has become known as Nelson's Prayer, and it was a song that was sung in the Royal Navy.
Come on, you old seaman,
begin officially the second half of our program. Before we begin the music, and following our past procedures, I think it's appropriate that we now recognize the veterans and any active military personnel in the audience and the band. What I'd like to do this year, I'm going to call out the time periods. And as I get to the spot where you most identify your military service, please stand up and remain standing until everyone has stood and received our recognition from the audience. Let's start with anyone service identified with the 20s and the 30s, before World War II. Now, I know, anybody? Okay. I'm sure this next period will find many people. The 40s or World War II? Please remain standing. We see all of you as a group. The 50s was Korean veterans. The 60s and 70s, which includes Vietnam. There's a man over there that covers more than one time period. Some members in the band. Finally, the 80s to the present, which includes Desert Storm, Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. Some recent vets. Ladies and gentlemen, we salute you for your loyalty and dedication. Some of you volunteered. Some of you responded to a draft call. But I'm sure I speak for all of them, say, no matter the circumstances, when we put on the uniform, we wore it proudly. May the nation never forget your service. Thank you. You may be seated. Following World War I, many nations entombed the unidentified remains of a soldier, the means of paying tribute to all the war dead. In the United States, the unknown soldier was interred on November the 11th, 1921, at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia, and the tomb was dedicated on November the 11th, 1932. Engraved on the tomb are these famous words: "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." Around the world, unknown soldiers are located in the 14 permanent American World War II cemeteries on foreign soil. One of the most famous war poems, "In Flanders Fields," came out of World War I. It was written in 1915 during a lull in the fighting by Major John McCrae, a Canadian Army surgeon, in honor of fallen comrades in the battlefield of Poppies in Belgium. With familiar military tunes as the basic theme, this poem has been incorporated midway through this selection. The battle site is recalled when a trumpet plays taps and McCrae's poem is read. Here is the unknown soldier. Thank you. In Flanders fields, the poppies blow. Between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, fell down, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Marches have long been a part of man's expression of emotion through music. The pieces come in many moods, slow, heavy, dignified, some with a lighter treatment. The charming official march for Belgian paratroops is on the quiet side, in the easy-paced European symphonic march style. Here is music as for a patrol, as it marches on from the distance, plays, and passes. The band now plays the March of the Belgian Paratroopers.
Thank you.
Ever since the invention of motion pictures, war movies have been produced to convey major events and build a sense of patriotism. World War II was the busiest period for the film industry, and that war has continued to be covered on the screen. One of the most acclaimed was the 1998 movie Saving Private Ryan, starring Tom Hanks. Steven Spielberg received the Oscar for Best Director. Composer John Williams is perhaps most famous for his many film scores, including Jurassic Park, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Star Wars. For the film Saving Private Ryan, he composed Hymn to the Fallen. Thank you. I now turn to music of military life in space. From the Star Trek Next Generation episode entitled The Inner Light, composer Jay Chataway wrote Picard's Flute Song. It is meant to convey the working folk culture depicted in the story with an easily recognizable melody. The song has similarities to a Scottish tune called The Shy Boat Song. Here is The Inner Light. Noted in your program, that selection was arranged by one of our trumpet players, Frank Geiger. Frank, please stand up, Frank. Frank is a longtime member of the band. He spent many hours in the organization, served as president two separate terms. He will be moving to the state of Washington soon, so this is his final concert with the band. We will miss you, Frank, and thank you for all your help and dedication. Frank Geiger. Music is always a part of military tradition. From the lone bugler communicating orders to troops on the battlefield, to military bands building patriotism on the home front. Many fighting songs have been written to rouse a sense of duty and enhance battle spirit. Some have led to a bit of inter-branch rivalry, as certain pieces became associated with each branch of the service. Our next selection is a medley of the theme songs, for the Army, Coast Guard, Marines, Air Force, and Navy. You may hear some of the veterans yelling when their theme song is played. Here is the Armed Forces Salute.
Thank you.
Before our finale, announcements of two performances next month. Our own band holiday concert will be on Saturday, not Sunday this time, Saturday, December the 13th, 3 o'clock, right here. A week later, Saturday, December the 20th, one of our former band members, saxophone guy Ray Byrne, has again organized his famous saxophone Christmas, where he'll gather 200 saxophone players to play Christmas music. Saturday, December 20th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, downtown San Jose by the decorations at Chavez Park. But locally, on that same day, 5 o'clock in the afternoon that day, at former Valco, now Cupertino Square. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming to our concert. Hope you enjoyed the program. For a traditional close, here is America's March, the Stars and Stripes Forever. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. Have a nice Thanksgiving and come see us in December.
Thank you.